Labgong Sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, parabolahan. Hatid sa inyo ng Kolehiyo ng Pantaong Kinetika at DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Magandang hapon, mga teammates. Tayo ulit ay magkasama dito sa ating programang Love Ko ang Sports. At ito si teammate Lani. Kasama ko ngayon si teammate
Roy. Hello.
At si teammate Tor ay padating pa lamang. Sana pinakikinggan mo kami, teammate Roy. Teammate Tor, sa iyong pagpunta dito sa DZUP. Isa na namang makabuluhang talakayan ng ating pag-uusapan ngayong hapon. Sige nga Roy, sabihin mo sa atin kung anong ating topic ngayong hapon.
So yun, so nagpapatuloy ang ating mainit na usapan tungkol sa mga pwedeng gawin habang summer bilang isang estudyante since meron pang may pasukan pa nga para sa marami sa atin. So para sa ating usapan ngayon, mapapakinggan natin ang mga pwedeng gawin sa labas ng bahay para ma-enjoy naman natin ang init ng panahon. So dahil napapaligiran nga ang Pilipinas ng maraming magagandang dagat, hindi mahirap mawalan ng pupuntahan malapit man o malayo sa syudad. So kasama natin ngayon si teammate Niel De Tagle, isang UP student na nakapag-try ng iba't ibang water sports tulad ng surfing, wakeboarding at water ski. Kasama rin natin si teammate Kyra Longson, na isang graduate ng Ateneo de Manila University, na isang advanced kiteboarder. So, kasama natin ang dalawang water sports enthusiast na makipagbigay ng impormasyon sa kung paano man sila nagsimula bilang water sports enthusiast at sa kanilang hilig ng tubig. At syempre, paano natin magagawa ang mga ito bilang estudyante at yung mga lugar na rin na pwede natin puntahan.
So, welcome teammate Miel at teammate Kyra. Maybe pwede nating umpisahan to para kung paano kayo naging interesado sa mga water sports. Teammate Miel?
Lumaki kasi ako. Dati kasi pag weekends, we'd go to Kaliraya. Mm-hmm. Tapos man-made lake siya. So, mm-hmm. kailangan naka-life vest ka or as malulunod ka talaga. And mm-hmm. since parang it's a lake, magkakalapit lang yung mga islands doon. So as a kid, kami ng mga magkakapatid, we'd swim island to island. Mm-hmm. Parang mag-island hopping kami doon. And then, dati nakabili rin yung dad ko ng boat. And then, jet ski. So we'd learn then how to do that. And then, I also learned how to water ski na rin doon. Mm-hmm. And then, after that, siguro recently lang, I learned how to surf. Mm-hmm. And then, even in class sa CHK, I took up aquatics, 0.1, 0.2 under Coach Noel. Mm-hmm. Then, I was able to compete in aquathlon, where mm-hmm. you swim and then run. And then, I was able naman to place third in mm-hmm. my age group naman. So
yung itong pag water ski mo at saka pag jet ski, you learn this on your own o meron kang mga formal lessons na tinake?
Kasi naalala ko pa, bata pa ako noon, my dad bought the jet ski. It came with a video on how to use it. Mm-hmm. So, doon natuto yung parents ko. And then, they just taught us. And then, doon na rin ako natuto. Mm-hmm. Pero syempre, kailangan may kasama ako noon. It took like how many years until pinayagan mag-isa lang ako mag-jet ski. No?
Mm-hmm. Tapos yung iyon namang pag-sali sa triathlon, mm-hmm. Hindi ka ba nahirapan mag-train doon?
Yeah, I was training for it though. Kaso, tinigil ako kasi I'm under the UP track and field. Mm-hmm. Pero training for it, the bikes and the endurance, it's really tough talaga. Ibang klaseng mm-hmm. endurance na kailangan mo to pace yourself for the swim, run, and bike pa. Mm-hmm. So, it was really challenging then.
Mm-hmm. So, lahat ng mga tong water sports na ranasan mo na, alin dito ang mga pinaka-paborito mo?
Recently, kasi this year, I learned how to surf. No? Mm-hmm. My friend brought me to Zambales. Mm-hmm. And then, you that's where you rent a board and then an instructor will help you. Tapos, dun talaga, that's where I learned. And then, the moment that you get up on the board, ibang klase yung feeling. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really good feeling talaga when you're able to surf and ride the waves. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
yung itong pag-surf mong to, do you get to do this like once a month, every weekend, or only if you have like a long vacation?
Okay. When I first went to Zambales and then natuto akong mag-surf, I liked it so much, bumalik ako after 2 weeks. And then mm-hmm. after that, after 2 weeks again, bumalik ulit ako mm-hmm. just to surf. Mm-hmm. Since Zabales is like almost 4 hours away from Manila, no, you really have to make time for it. Ngayon nga lang di ako nakakabalik kasi midterms, yeah. No, very busy with ACADS. Pero as soon as I'm done, babalik ulit ako to surf. Mm-hmm. Pero kasi ngayon, the waves are alternate eh. Mm-hmm. So now there's no waves in Zabales, so probably in Baler or La Union, mm-hmm. Now is the places to surf.
Oh, so that's good. Roy, baka meron kang gustong tanungin pa kay Miel.
Kasi nabanggit mo kanina sobrang daming na-try mo na rin na sports. So aside from siguro surfing, siguro yung water ski, paano mo siya natutunan? Tapos ano yung sa tingin mo yung mga paano ba yung water skiing?
Water ski, it's like if anybody's familiar with snow ski, separate skis per leg. Mm-hmm. Kasi yung kapatid ko was really good at it eh. Siya yung magaling. And then she passed it down to my sister, natuto rin siya. Tas ako yung bunso. So it was really tough talaga if you're not able to stabilize your legs, no. Mm-hmm. Magsa-split ka talaga. Mm-hmm. So you really have to have strong legs and core. And then as long as you get used to it, mariride mo lang yung water. And then the person then whoever's controlling it, kasi you're pulled by a boat or a jet ski eh. So kailangan magaling din yung person na nagda-drive nun.
So mga gano'ng katagal bago mo matutunan yung a sport like water skiing or surfing? Can you parang quantify it in terms of hours? In 10 lessons, matututunan mo ba? Something like that? Driving kasi in 10 lessons
Well, in my experience naman with water skiing, I learned it within the day naman. It wasn't that hard. At that time, di man ako atleta. I was very lousy pa and everything. Mm-hmm. But then you get to pick up kaagad. Mm-hmm. And then with surfing, since I had previous training na as an athlete, it was easy to mm-hmm. learn then. Basically naman, you just need balance for these sports. And it's mm-hmm. not hard to do. You don't need to be an expert or a professional to do this. I mean, I do this recreation na lang naman eh. So, parang as long as you have the heart to do it, you'll mm-hmm. really enjoy it pag nagawa mo talaga. Mm-hmm. As in, you try, and then once you're able to do it, really, mm-hmm. it's fun.
So, yung surfing na to is, ikaw lang sa pamilya mo ang humilig sa surfing? Or meron ka pang ibang kapatid na natuto and you mm-hmm. go out together? O ikaw lang talaga ang you take the bus and go all the way to Zambales?
One time I was able to travel alone all the way mm-hmm. to Zambales, no, and then I met new people there. But then I also found out that my sister surfs, kaso she doesn't kasi stay here in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. She's a flight attendant, no? Mm-hmm. So when she travels around, she's able to surf. She was able to surf in Bali, mm-hmm. I think also in Australia. So, but we haven't surfed together though. But mm-hmm. then she learned before me pa.
Mm-hmm. And mga magkano naman ang ginagastos mo for this type of sport, for surfing for instance?
Well, of course aboard a surfboard is very expensive, mm-hmm. no? Pero when you go from where I went surfing kasi in Zambales, to rent a surfboard is around 200 pesos mm-hmm. for an hour. And then if you want an instructor, that's another 200. Mm-hmm. But if kung gusto mo sulitin, then half day 400 pesos lang. So it's mm-hmm. really worth it talaga.
Mm-hmm. And these surfboards are rented out mm-hmm. by parang dun sa beach or it comes with wherever you're staying dun sa hotel or your yeah. hostel or guest house?
There's a lot of places kasi where you stay it's very earthy, no? Mm-hmm. You either can sleep in a hammock, mm-hmm. you can camp out, or you can rent a kubo. Mm-hmm. And then all those places, makakakilala kasi dun yung mga lokal. So it's mm-hmm. a small community, maganda siya talaga dun. Mm-hmm. And then you can rent their surfboards from anywhere naman. Mm-hmm. So it's easy naman. And then I think they plan to open up rin a surfing school there in Zambales. Yeah.
Oh. But I know, well, in the past, there was a surfing school there in Zambales. It was mm-hmm. operated by a Japanese who was a husband of a movie star. And that was their business. They mm-hmm. have a surf school. So, aside from Zambales, I know people seem to like to go to Baler because of the waves there. Mm-hmm. And also in other places like Quezon. I have a neighbor who's an avid surfer. Eh.
Yeah.
Gusto niya mag-surfing pag bumabagyo. Kasi doon malakas yung he checks the weather, and when he knows a typhoon is coming in, he heads out already.
The waves are nice. Pero
this neighbor of ours, laking Hawaii siya eh, kaya talagang ano, mahilig siyang mag-surfing. Na nagulat lang ako dun sa information na yon na it's when there's a typhoon kung kailan sila excited to surf. And well, I would think for many surfers, kasi yun hinahabol mo yung matataas ang
waves. Mataas,
hindi ka naman natakot nung when you tried it?
We made sure that the waves were for beginners then. But then kasi the time that I came back, that was the time ano eh, bumagyo. It's really tough when the waves keep coming in. Pero talaga, with a little bit of dedication, tuloy-tuloy ka lang din. Pero why people go naman to Baler, the waves are bigger kasi there. It's like, very hard actually to find a spot for beginners. Normally at the side then daw. That's what I heard. And Zambales kasi the waves are smaller. That's why it's easier to pick up from there.
Okay, so we'll continue with this interesting discussion. Roy, ano na nga bang oras natin?
Ang oras ay 4 na minuto makaraan ang ika 5 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602.
Ako sa supermarket. Kailangan ko ng tagabuhat.
Sige po, Ma. Kunin ko lang yung susi ng kotse.
Huwag na, anak. Sayang pa sa gasolina. Kaya namang lakarin yung supermarket.
Eh, Ma. Para hindi na po tayo mahirapan.
Okay lang, anak. Maglakad na lang tayo. Exercise ko rin to eh.
Kung kayang lakarin, lakarin na lang. Tipid ka na sa gasolina na exercise ka pa. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Will he love me when I lose weight? I have to look good to be noticed. You can never be too thin.
I feel worthless!
Do you think I'm fat?
Don't ignore the signs. Help those with eating disorders.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
DZ Updates.
Career talk? Check. Film showing? Check. Quiz show? Check. Amazing Race Manilakbayan? Check!
Handa na kami para sa CH at 50 Oro y Negro, a golden celebration of history and achievements throughout the years. Ikaw, handa ka na ba sumali sa March 24 hanggang 28?
Sa 50th anniversary ng UP Circular Hispanico, kami pwedeng sumali?
Oo naman! Dahil sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
DZ Updates!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pampalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Welcome back, mga teammates! At itutuloy natin itong usapan natin tungkol sa water sports. Roy, sige nga, pakilala mo yung ating sunod na guest.
Okay, so ito naman, ang susunod nating na guest ay, yung sport naman niya is kiteboarding. So, more than 2 years na siya nagka-kiteboard, tapos nagko-compete siya since 2014. So, marami-marami na siyang mga kompetisyon na nasalihan. So, kuyari, yung Twin Tip Racing Women's category for Philippine Kiteboarding Tour. So, nanalo siya second sa Caliraya Leg, first sa Palawan Leg, tapos second overall siya sa first season ng Philippine Kiteboarding Tour. Tapos yung nakalipas lang na Philippine Kiteboarding Tour ng 2015, nanalo naman siya ng third place for women's TT race and third place overall for same category sa second season. So, yun.
Welcome, Kaya.
Hi. Thank you for having me today.
At maybe, can you give us like a short explanation kung how kiteboarding is done?
Okay, so kiteboarding, it's kind of similar to surfing and actually mas similar siya sa wakeboarding. But the thing about kiteboarding is that it allows you to move parang much more freely. And you can do a lot of aerial maneuvers that cannot easily be done with other water sports. So, siguro para ma-imagine nyo, isipin nyo siguro yung isang tao na nag-wakeboard na hinahatak ng boat. But instead of being pulled by a boat, palitan nyo yun ng kite, which ranges siguro mga 7 meters to 21 meters long. And then that's the one that pulls you. Kasi yung sport na to, it's powered by the wind. So it harnesses the wind strength so that you can move across the water. Ganun siya.
So, but before you go into kiteboarding, do you have to learn some other parang preliminary sport, ganun?
Well, hindi naman actually required na marunong ka with other water sports. But of course, it would help if you have a background in, say, surfing or wakeboarding. But when it comes to kiteboarding naman kasi, it can be easily learned. Basta you have the patience to learn and to wait for the wind. And if you also if you're also willing. And then it helps a lot also if confident ka sa water. Kasi you have to be able to ride confidently. Ganun siya.
And how did you get into this sport?
Actually, I learned about the sport when I was taking up windsurfing. So I was also in Lake Caliraya taking up basic lessons for windsurfing. Tapos may nakita akong nag-launch ng kite tapos nag-ride sa water. The moment I saw it, I knew it was a sport for me kasi very free siya eh. Parang you can do anything. Ayun, tapos in-admire ko yung kiteboarder na yun. And then when I got back to shore, I told my dad na I wanted to learn the sport. But he was a bit hesitant kasi kiteboarding, to be honest, can be potentially dangerous. So there are a lot of horror stories, pero of course if you learn naman properly and if you're careful, kaya yan iwasan. So maybe I took it up when I was already in college na, and by the time my dad was already a kiteboarder, so I had the this permission and his approval to learn the sport. Ganun siya.
So meron palang mga formal lessons in kiteboarding?
Yes, of course. Like I said earlier, it's a potentially dangerous sport. So you don't just learn it by reading, diba? You need to learn it from a licensed instructor. So you can go, say, in uso kasi matuto ng kiteboarding sa Boracay. So it's at Bulabog Beach, which is at the other side of White Beach. So there are a lot of kite schools there and the instructors are licensed naman. So usually mga foreigners dun sila pumupunta to learn. So, marami rin mga locals doon and foreigners na nagtuturo.
So, yung ginagamit mong board dito sa kiteboarding, parang wakeboard din.
Yes.
The same.
Oh, it's
the difference
kind of
lang
the
is
same.
The kite.
Yeah, but it's kind of the same, but we don't really use the same board actually. Parang similar
anong
sila
difference?
Pero kasi mas may curve, I think. May rocker yung ano eh, wakeboarding eh. And then us naman parang same shape, generally the same shape siya. Medyo rectangular, diba? Ganon. Pero yun, mas may capture sa water and then we have fins also. 4 fins on all sides.
I yun, see.
Sa corners.
And the kite, ano, is it, it's attached to the board? No.
No, it's actually an inflatable kite. So we pump it up when kunyari we're about to launch. So we pump it up and then ilalatag mo yun with lines. So you attach lines. And then sa dulo nun, may bar. So tapos you will attach your kite in a harness. So sa harness parang nandun lahat ng pull ng kite. So unlike in wakeboarding, 'di ba, na hinahatak mo yung body mo and you feel the tension sa arms, dito parang lahat ng pull ng kite naka-direct sa harness mo. So it absorbs all the pull. So wala siyang masyadong tension and then you use your arms basically to just steer. Yeah, to steer the kite and it's just like riding a bike. Ganun siya. Very light siya. So hindi siya nakakapagod even if you ride it for a long time. Parang ganun.
And usually how long are you parang in the air or in the water, riding your kiteboard?
Kasi pag 1 hour lang, kunyari, experience ka na, ina-enjoy mo na yung sport, maybe 2 hours, gano'n, tapos balik ka na ulit sa shore, gano'n. Medyo nakakabitin kasi pag 1 hour eh. And then, given na you have to travel to enjoy the sport and to practice the sport, diba? Syempre susulitin mo yon. What if you have a day trip to Caliraya that's 2 to 3 hours away from Manila, diba? Yeah. So gusto mong medyo makabawi sa travel time. So labas ka for 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon or more. Ganon.
And pag nag so syempre puro forward yung travel nung iyong kite, hindi ba? Yeah. Tapos what happens when the wind dies down and you're still in the middle of the lake?
That is a funny thing. That's why you also have to take lessons talaga. Kasi yung formal lessons mo, it will teach you how to do self-rescue, diba? Just in case no one's out there to look out for you.
Yeah.
But at Lake Caliraya naman, we have rescue services.
Yeah.
So if they see na you're waving na or they see you're having a hard time in the water, they come for you. But then of course, when you kite, say at a different place na wala masyadong kite schools, yon. Tuturuan ka naman dun sa lessons eh. I just don't want to sound technical right now kasi mahirap siya imagine actually. So yon, that's why, like I said, it's really important to have to learn the sport from a licensed instructor. So lahat yon, full course yon. So how to learn, how to ride, and then also yung mga emergency situations, tuturuan ka.
Pero kala, diba nabanggit mo kanina na parang bago ka mag-start sa kiteboarding, parang matagal pa yung time bago ka nakatry talaga. So, tama ba?
Yes, yes.
So, after some time, so paano ka naman napunta kagad sa, paano ka punta sa competing stage? Na parang from recreational lang na ano.
Okay. Kasi actually, when I got into kiteboarding, I wanted to learn it lang kasi yun lang yung purpose ko. Kasi parang ang saya niya gawin. And I didn't have any intention to compete until na-form nga yung Philippine Kiteboarding Association. Then they had the Philippine Kiteboarding Tour. So, I had, yun kasi parang marami siyang legs. So, per season, there are like 3 to 4 stops. So, we go around the Philippines to kite in different places. And then, there, of course, may competition. So, nung time na yun, parang hindi ko talaga naisip na mag-compete ako. And then, I had fellow kiteboarders who were telling me, uy, sumali ka. It's for experience. Iba yung feeling when you compete than when you're just doing the sport for fun. Kasi, when you compete, parang ang dami mong matututunan. Parang magkakaroon ka ng greater experiences that you wouldn't even get when you're just doing the sport recreationally. So, of course, medyo natakot din ako kasi when you compete, may mga rules yan eh. It's a different set of rules that you have to learn. So, parang at one point, baguhan ka pa rin, diba? And then, eventually, I gave it a shot. So, like, oh, what's there to lose naman, diba? You have a lot, parang it's an advantage at the end of the day, diba? So, yun, I gave it a shot and then I enjoyed it. So, sinustain ko siya. And then, right now, I recently joined in the second season and I'm looking forward to the third one.
So, mga how many times in a year ang competition na to?
Kasi, since we're dependent on the wind, ano siya, amihan season siya, usually, yung competitions namin. So, ideally, one race per month, kung kaya. And then, this season kasi, it started January to March. So, we had 4 different stops there. So, yung competition namin, weekend lang naman siya. So, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then, we have 4 stops nga. So, yun, mga 12 days.
So, where are these competitions being held? So, Lake Caliraya, naturally?
Okay. Kasi po, ang Philippine Kiteboarding Tour, yung Philippine Kiteboarding Association, through their Philippine Kiteboarding Tour, yung goal nila is to, one, promote the sport, and two, also be able to discover different kite spots in the Philippines. So, kumbaga, parang paiba-iba sana ng kite spot. So, we've been to Boracay, we've been to Lake Caliraya, then Palawan, and then we also have been to Angib Beach, which is up in the north in Cagayan, and then meron din sa Daet, which is actually a spot for surfing. So yon, very different wind conditions siya, and then you also get to travel to different places, so masaya siya actually.
Pero aside from the ano, di ba may wind factor nga talaga pag nagko-compete kayo? Pero kayo, as kiteboarders, how do you guys, paano yung training for that? Or paano yung nagpa-practice for the competitions?
Actually, the best training would always be board time. Parang you always have to ride it out. Parang every opportunity that you get, kunyari. Kasi what we usually do is, since diba, we live in Manila, we only have our weekends free. So, punta kami sa isang website, tignan namin yung wind forecast. Okay, maganda yung hangin this weekend. So, we go drive up to wherever, say Lake Caliraya. Mm-hmm. So, that's where we kite. And then, practice lang talaga ng practice. But, when we're back here in Manila, there's no strict naman kasi, wala naman kasing strict na, let's say, fitness regimen for you, diba? In the sport. But, I think what's important here is that you really have strong legs. Mm-hmm. Yun talaga siya. So, for me personally, what I do lang when I prepare physically kasi kailangan, hindi kasi biro kumarera eh. Nakakapagod siya, lalo na pag ginawang back-to-back yung races mo and medyo malayo yung distance ng mga course mm-hmm. racing. So, kailangan meron kang, kailangan hindi ka madaling mapagod. So, what I do when I'm here in Manila is that I run or I bike. So, kasi alam ko kailangan kong palakasin yung legs ko. So, yun yung pinaka-important na part.
So, very interesting, di ba, Roy? So, tuloy natin ulit to maya-maya. Okay. In the meantime.
Ang oras ay 29 na minuto makalipas ang alas 5 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Plastic mo.
Masyado ka namang mapapil.
Alam mo, tama nga sila eh. Mas mabuti nga maghiwalay na tayo.
Oy, sige. Lagi na lang tayong magkasama. Nakakasawa na. Panahon na para maghiwalay tayo.
Dapat nga noon pa eh. Para hindi na tayo nagdulot ng maraming problema sa mga tao at sa paligid natin.
Isipin natin ang ating kapaligiran at buhay ng ating kapwa. Paghiwa-hiwalayin ang nabubulok, di nabubulok at pwedeng i-recycle na mga basura. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Overthink on. Revealan na to.
Dumaan yung PSR.
Sabi ko na yung
PSR. Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo nalangit ka. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang
daw. Huwag mo masyadong marami. PSA, ang dami akong naiisip.
Nasusundutan lang tayo dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makigulo sa Tropang Radio. 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ay naku, tama yan. I-push mo yan. Push lang ng push!
Go, go, go! Final push!
Ray!
Excuse you!
Maganda yung pang-motivate sa paggawa, pero hindi sa pila. Imbis na ulo ang painitin, pasensya at pang-unawa ang pairalin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, werabolahan!
Magandang hapon ulit, magandang mga hapon. Tagapakinig. At itutuloy natin yung pinag-uusapan natin tungkol sa mga water sports, especially mm-hmm. during the summer. So, si Miel, of course, at saka si Kara nandito pa. By the way, kung gusto nyong magtanong, pwede kayong mag-phone in ng questions ninyo, either through texting. Roy, ano nga na cell number?
0927-220-8332. Yan. So, text lang kayo kung may mga tanong kayo about the sports.
Uh-huh. Oh, sige, balik tayo kay Miel dun sa surfing ngayon. Yeah. Ano? Apparently, na-hook ka ngayon sa surfing, hindi ba? And wala ka pang nagiging aksidente so far.
Mm.
Thankfully, wala pa.
Kasi ano rin, diba? Medyo delikado rin yung surfing. Kasi open waters yung pinupuntan. So, ikaw, parang ano ba yung safety... May precautions ba kayo pag nagsasurf? Kere, kailangan ba aware? Kano kayo kailangan ka-aware dun sa surroundings nyo pag nagsasurf kayo?
Very aware. Since I'm new pa naman, mm-hmm. you really need an instructor. Huwag kayo magpamarunong kung hindi ko niya talaga kaya. Yes. Kasi that time na pumunta ako dun, ang lakas ng alon kasi may bagyo.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I tried to paddle out. Mm-hmm. Mahirap when the waves are big. So, you really need someone na marunong to help guide you man mm-hmm. lang naman. And then, kasi normally, if hindi mo kaya, they help you push ka eh. Kasi mm-hmm. you need pa the strength. Pag surfing, kailangan malakas arms mo for paddling. Kasi sasalubungin mo yung wave eh, bago mm-hmm. kayo umangat. Mm-hmm. So, extra precautions lang when you surf din is ano eh, pag madaming tao,
mm-hmm.
no?
Yes.
Bawal kayo sabay-sabay. Mm-hmm. And then mamaya when you're surfing, there might be somebody mm-hmm. who's going, na masasalubong mo, no? Yeah. So you really have to know mm-hmm. how to abort, you know? Mm-hmm. Or if you're good enough na manipulate the board mm-hmm. na lang to go somewhere else.
Sakit tamaan ng surfboard kasi malaki yung surfboard. Okay.
Tsaka wala naman siguro tayong mga shark attacks dito pa sa Pilipinas. Kasi sa Australia mukhang
marami.
Shark attacks. So, surfers are warned. Pero in terms of how far away from the shore should you paddle out before you can catch a wave?
You can see it naman. Like from Zambales, you can see where the waves are coming in and where they mm-hmm. break. Doon mo na lang siya sinasakay. It's not as far naman. Kaso the thing is, there are times sa beach kasi na bigla lang lubog, there's the trench na.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hindi mo talaga matatansyahan. Pero what's nice kasi with the surfboard is, it's attached to your ankle, may cord yan eh.
Yeah.
So, when you get washed off, you stay afloat, nakakabit ka to your board. Mm-hmm. You won't lose it, it's connected mm-hmm. to you. So, it's easy to get back. Tapos, you stay afloat lang eh kasi you're on your board naman.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's...
Eh, kayo naman, Kara, dun sa kiteboarding na ginagawa ninyo,
mm-hmm.
How deep should the water be before you can... kiteboard?
Yeah. Actually, kung magaling ka na, kahit sobrang babaw, kahit hanggang ankle mo lang, kaya mo. Mm-hmm. Pero, you know, sometimes kasi, may trick din kasi yun, we call it edging, para mm-hmm. hindi sasayad yung fins.
Yeah.
But the thing is, for you to be safe, para hindi ka rin sumatsad or sumayad sa tubig mm-hmm. or hindi ka maplakta dun, until the knees, best na yun. Para, mm-hmm. at least until the knees, para mm-hmm. hindi ka sasayad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how far away should that be from the shore?
It actually depends on the place that you go to. Mm-hmm. Like, kunyari sa Caliraya, malalim agad yun eh. So, mm-hmm. mabilis lang para hindi mo kailangan lumayo sa shore.
Yeah.
But in Palawan, sobrang shallow ng water dun eh. So, papakiramdaman mo na lang. When you step, before you step out, kasi parang, syempre, you carry your board, diba? You carry your kite. So, from there, makikita mo na kung gaano kalalim yung tubig. So, ikaw na bahala magtansya if you think na hanggang tuhod mo na siya, kaya mo na siya, and then you can go out na.
I just wanted to find out, kasi unlike surfing, pwede kang mag-rent ng board.
Yes.
Na-rent bang equipment for kiteboarding sa mga resorts?
Yes, you can. Uh-huh. Yes, you can. Especially if you're still, parang you want to try the sport, diba? Syempre, hindi ka naman basta-basta bibili ng equipment because equipment itself for kiteboarding is also an investment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, kunyari, if you want to try the sport pa lang, you can go to kite schools. Mm-hmm. Usually, when you take the lesson, it comes na with the gear.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say you take the lesson for 12 hours in total para after nun, nakaka-ride ka na, yun, papahirimin ka naman nila ng gear. Kasama na yun sa bayad mo.
Mm-hmm.
So, kompleto yun. For yung basic mo, which you'll need are the kite with the lines and the bar
mm-hmm.
and then you will also have the board to use and the harness.
So like how much would this cost?
In terms of equipment, kunyari, if you want to buy your own, it can range from $1,000 to $3,000, but it depends on the newness of the kite or newness of your gear, of your board, everything. So, pero hindi naman mahirap bumili ng mga second hand. Usually kasi marami naman din na nagbebenta ng kite, lalo na yung mga sinusponsoran. So every year they change, get the new get the new equipment. So usually parang hindi pa yun gamit na gamit kasi nga 'di ba hindi naman all year round may hangin. So abangan mo yun na magbenta. Usually in good condition pa yung mga yun. And then, yung lessons naman, I think yung least number of hours would be 2 hours, if I'm not mistaken. Tapos, it would start from, I think, $50. Tapos, still hundreds of US dollars.
Pero here in the Philippines, in how much does it cost for lessons and for equipment rental?
Ganun din po yung average niya.
Oh.
So, kunyari, let's say introductory course, mga 2,000, 3,000, ganun. But those are the basics. Mm-hmm. And then, yun, full course, umaabot minsan mga 20,000 pesos, ganun.
Mm. So, more. May school siya?
Yes.
Saan yung kite school na to?
Sikat na ano, matuto ng kite sa, yun nga, sabi ko kanina, sa Boracay, Bulabog Beach. So, pumunta ka lang doon, ang dami mo nang makikita na kite school. Pili ka na lang kung mo gusto. Ganun. And then, there is also one in Palawan. So, if you're in the area, in Puerto Princesa, meron doon. Mm-hmm. And then, there's also one up in Pagudpod. Yun. Mm-hmm. And, yun, so far. And then, in Lake Caliraya, meron din licensed instructor. So, you can also learn from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, mga 12 hours ang sabi mo ang para matuto ka na.
It actually still depends also on the person eh. If sobrang willing mo, sobrang gustong-gusto mo yung sport, di malay mo, mas maaga pa, makaride ka na eh. And then if you have background pa nga in surfing, wakeboarding, mas madali na sa'yo kasi board time. Kasi kiteboarding is like 80% kite flying. So you have to master it. It's a skill that you have to master. And then when you've finished it na parang marunong ka na mag-direct ng kite in the direction that you want, ride the board na lang and it's easy na.
So, sobrang tagal, kailangan mo rin talaga ng investment ng oras mo para dito. So, baka na nakalimutan ng mga nakikinig sa atin na nag-start kayo as students, diba, sa mga sports din nito. So, ikaw ba, Kara, paano nag-start na, since student ka pa noon, nag-start ka mag-kiteboard, paano mo siya na-balance since you had, malayo kasi yung pinupuntahan mo pa, diba?
The thing is, when it comes to priorities, I'm sure yung priorities mo may rank din yan. In my case, when I learned this sport or when I started to take it seriously, I was in fourth year college, which was for me like the heaviest na. Kasi I had to do thesis, I had internship, and then I had school, diba, academics. Then I was also, I had the food stall business with my friends pa, and then I had the sport. So, kumbaga, I made sure though that parang, it's always education above anything else. So that was my priority to graduate. Tapos, basta I made sure na it's really all about time management. So, whenever it's the weekday, I make sure na ginagawa ko yung academics ko. I attend to it para I get to have my weekends free. Kasi, you know, that's the only time. And yun nga, sabi mo nga, diba, tama naman tayo na here in Manila, wala naman sobrang lapit na beach, diba? It takes a while for you to travel. So, may times din na parang sobrang gusto ko mag-kite. So, kahit na may maraming gagawin. So, what I do is, I bring my stuff at the beach. Medyo weird, medyo geeky. Pero, kasi sobrang nung time na yun, sobrang addict ko na sa kite. So, dadalin ko yung readings ko doon. And then, when I get there, parang mag-aaral sandali. Then, after a few chapters, okay, ride na naman. Kasi, you don't ride naman the whole day. You take breaks in between. So, that's when I study. Ganun siya.
Wow, that's a great way to manage time. How about you, Miel? Ano naman? You also bring your books to the beach?
Actually, yeah. Because now I'm still studying. No? Yeah. I'm graduating then. So, it's medyo heavy load. I'm doing thesis. Ganun. Talaga you really have to set your priorities. Pero undoubtedly nakaka-stress talaga minsan. Kaya I go to the beach talaga to relieve stress kanan. Pero syempre when you take those breaks or when you go away, you can't forget, you know, your responsibilities sa akads mo. So either I try to finish it before I head to the beach or dinadala ko na. I mean, di ba, what better place to read your readings kasi sa beach, di ba? Ang ganda ng view mo. And then, pag-break, yan, surf ka na. Kasi, it is, surfing is tiring din. Yeah. So, at least when you're on a break, kanon, yan, you can do what you can do pa rin.
So, that's a good tip for people to bring their readings with them. At saka, I'm sure naman in many of those places, ano, there's also available din ng internet. So, internet, you can easily, or sa phone kung naka-plan ka, no? So, you can do also some research while you're waiting on the beach, waiting at the beach.
So, at least, diba, habang nag-aaral ka, parang na-enjoy mo rin yung, parang, kasi diba, parang, I think yung misconception ng mga tao minsan is, kung lumabas ka, mag-beach ka, parang, makalimutan mo na kagad yung priorities mo. So at least, siguro para sa mga nakinig sa atin na posible siya, di ba? Na parang kahit gaano kalayo man yung pinupuntahan nyo. So yun. So, pero, kayo ba? Like, di ba since sa beach nga siya? Like for you, Mel, surfing siya. So, ano yung mindset mo usually pag nagsisurf ka? Kumbaga, Yeah, ano ba yung focus mo as a surfer?
Wala, I'm so excited lagi. Because I know it's, ano, talagang nakakasaya siya talaga. Pero pag surfing talaga, mentally prepare na mapapagod talaga yung arms mo. As in, talaga. And then, you see that in the waves, kung makakaya mo or hindi. Mm. But then, talaga, when you do it, just have a good time. Because you're there naman talaga to enjoy it. There's nothing really na parang, if... It's challenging eh, na kung bago ka pa lang and then you wanna get up on the board. Parang if it washes you down, hindi ka makatayo. Parang, and then you see the other people nakakatayo sila. Parang you push yourself more na sige, kaya ko to rin. And then once you stand up, wow, it's really worth it. It's a good feeling talaga. Tas talagang, it's addicting talaga. You really go back for it para maulit-ulit mo lang.
Okay, so ikaw naman Kaya, like ano yung talagang nagustuhan mo with kiteboarding na bakit? Una, di ba sabi mo kanya, parang nung nakita mo yung sport, parang ito yung sport na gusto ko. So, paano mo nasabi yun? As compare mo dun sa, for example, nag-water sports ka na iba before?
I think kasi, one, yun nga, hindi siya mabigat sa arm. So, parang balance yung ano pressure na feel mo. Diba? All over your body. And then, the thing about kiteboarding kasi, it's not just about racing eh. Meron pa yan ibang disciplines. Let's say, there's freestyle, where you do tricks.
Yeah.
So, ikaw na bahala, tatanggalin mo ba sa harness yung ano mo, yung loop mo, or jump ka ba in the air, really you touch your board, ganun. So, ang daming ways of self-expression na nagagawa mo doon. And then, there's also this other discipline called hang time, or big air, where you jump, tapos you try to suspend yourself in the air for the longest time. So, parang, Every time I go out, I think it's also a challenge for me kasi right now I'm focused on racing, but of course I also want to level up, not only in racing but to also learn the, you know, to master the other disciplines. Kung kaya ko man di, let's move on to freestyle, diba? It would be nice to be able to do tricks, diba? And then also do some confident hang time na matagal talaga kasi nakaka-amaze din yung mga tao na kaya yun eh. I was able to witness, I think, the longest na hang time. It lasted, the guy was suspended in the air for 12 seconds.
Wow.
So, really? Ang galing. Para siyang, but the thing is, inwerte siya kasi tinamaan siya ng gust twice. So, even if you wanted to go down, inaangat siya and then he landed it well. So, it counted. And sobrang galing. As in, well, may halo ta rin yung swerte yan, but of course, there's skill also involved. Yeah. So, as long as you know how to play and control your kite, yun na yun.
Okay, so again, we'll continue with this discussion. In the meantime, Roy?
Ang oras ay, ang oras ay 45 minuto makalipas ang alas 5 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ano ba yan? Kararating lang ng bill ng tubig, kuryente naman ngayon. Sabi pa sa balita, magtataas ng singil sa kuryente. Kasalanan to ng gobyerno eh.
Ma, naiwanan niyo pong naka-on yung TV sa kwarto.
Eh kasi naman...
Tsaka ma, umaapaw na po yung tubig sa banyo.
Kami nating gastusin.
Wala na ba tayong magagawa kung hindi ang manisi? Maging mapanuri sa sarili. Kung minsan, ang ugat ng problema ay nagsisimula sa atin.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Certified one tamad ka ba?
Pinatamad ako, mamaya na lang.
Eh, sandali lang. Pahinga muna ako.
Ah, bukas na nga lang.
Sana may magic para di nakakapagod.
Bakit bukas pa kung pwede naman ngayon? Tandaan, sa katamaran, may kahirapan. Sa kasipagan, may kaunlaran.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Mabuhay ang nagalilingkod sa bayan.
Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan.
So, welcome back mga tagapakinig at itutuloy natin yung usap-usapan natin to tungkol sa water sports, kiteboarding and surfing in particular. So, ang tanong namin sa inyo is, aside of course from yung mga naramdaman ninyo when you got into the sport, I'm sure marami rin kayong mga nakilala who are into the sport. So, paano kayo naging friends ganon, and parang what brings you together as a group of, sabihin natin, interested people in that sport?
Kasi may yung kaibigan ko, the one who brought me there from high school, no, she's been surfing na, so she brought me there and then she said, baka Mihal, you wanna learn then how to surf, no? So sabi ko, sige lang. And then apparently a lot of people there kasi surf. And then when you go kasi there sa where I go to Liwa in Zambales, no, there's no strangers. Kahit kung sino man dyan kausapin mo, magkaibigan na kayo, no. Kasi you all have something in common, no. You guys go to the beach to get away from the city, to surf, 'di ba? So, parang gano'n lang naman. And then what I see rin kasi there are really small communities of people who surf talaga. And then they really get along really well. But syempre, ka-vibe mo din dapat sila, kanon. Me naman, wala. Since I just started out going, no. So, I'm still going there, making new friends, pa ganun. Pero when I find out that someone else surfs, it's so easy to click with them kasi there's something to talk about man lang. But if for the mere fact lang that people go to the beach, sinasabi ko, why don't you guys try surfing? Kasi it's a good experience talaga.
Yeah, so magiging goal mo, of course, in the future is to also try other surfing spots, ano?
Oh yeah, definitely. Especially, not even just in the Philippines, no? Even abroad. But then there are a lot then here in the Philippines, and our beaches naman here are so nice. Tapos it's accessible lang naman.
Yeah. So ganun din ba para sa'yo, Kara, pagdating dun sa kiteboarding? Marami ka rin kaibigan who are interested in the sport?
Actually, kasi kiteboarding is not as popular as the other sports. Kumbaga, parang if you haven't seen it, most likely you do not know it, diba? So, maliit lang kami na community here in the Philippines. But abroad kasi, medyo sikat yung sport na yan. So, like I said, yung Philippine Kiteboarding Association, their goal is to promote the sport as well. So, whenever we have the tour, we gain new friends. And actually, marami akong foreigner friends from who are regularly in Boracay. Like, every year they're there. So, whenever natutempohan, they also join the tour. So, yun. We know, since maliit lang kami na community, we know everyone from, you know, from Palawan, from Pagudpud, from Caliraya, from Manila, na kiteboarder. And then, halo na rin yun with the people who frequent Boracay just to kiteboard. So, maganda yun kasi you meet a lot of people na of different ages, of different nationality. And whenever we're racing, sige, we get competitive kasi, of course, it's a competition. You want to make sure that you're there at the top rank, diba? Pero at the end of the day, parang it's still, like, it's a very fun competition kasi even yung fellow kiteboarder mo na girl na kunyari, siya yung dinidikitan mo sa race. Pagdating nyan sa shore, kakamustahin ka, no? Kamusta race mo? And then, bibigyan ka pa niya ng tips na, sundan mo yung line ko kasi kaya ko, at least sakto tayo pag nag-turn, gano'n. So, ano siya, very, friendly. The people are very friendly and they're very inspiring. So, you don't see them merely as competitors talaga.
At saka, do you parang keep in touch even after yung competition, tapos you make plans to meet somewhere else in another place, ganon?
Yeah, actually, we do. Parang after the competition, parang we also had good feedback from the foreigners na, oh, this is a nice tour kasi you get to tour around the Philippines, diba? And so, yun, start na ad in Facebook, tapos whenever, kunyari, I'm in Boracay, get invited na, hey, Kari, you're in Boracay, why don't you drop by the restaurant or eating here, or ganon. Yeah. And then sometimes naman, there are people in Manila, or kunyari, I have this Finnish friend who goes back every year. As parang, she would call me up and then tell me na parang, hey, Kari, I'm here in Manila for 3 days, are you doing something? Let's meet up. So, yun. So, maganda siya kasi you get to meet different people nga, and then you learn about different cultures as well.
Nakainggit naman na parang ang dami nyo na napuntahan na beaches sa Philippines. Pero siguro, para sa ating mga taga-pakinig na mga estudyante, ano yung masasabi nyo siguro na ano yung pinaka-accessible na beaches, or like, kung ako gusto mag-start na mag-surf or mag-kiteboard, ano yung suggestion nyo kung saan ako pwede magsimula? Or like, anong beaches ba yung pinaka-okay para sa inyo?
I think for learning kiteboarding, it's good to go to Boracay kasi ang daming instructors doon. Mm-hmm. And marami rin mga nag-aaral doon, both locals and foreigners alike. Mm-hmm. So, parang doon maiinganyo ka talaga kasi makikita mo, wow, this is a beach full of kiteboarders. Mm-hmm. And yun lang, mag-iingat ka lang kasi sometimes medyo traffic, ganun. Pero yun, marami nagtuturo doon and marami licensed instructors. And mm-hmm. kung nyari foreigner ka, pwede ka pa pumili ng nationality ng instructor mo. So, yeah, so cater okay. talaga.
Or what language
so,
gusto mo?
So, gusto mo, German ka? Okay, gusto ko German instructor? O, punta ako dito. Ganun.
And I think the advantage of Boracay is, well, ranked as one of the best beaches in the world. Yeah, kaya talagang magandang puntahan.
Pag-enjoy ka pa.
Surfing naman, Miel.
Surfing, well, since I'm new to it, no, the top three places that I know where people go to is, well, I go to Zambales, no. Mm-hmm. There's in La Union and Baler.
Yeah.
Those are the top three places that I know people go to surf. No, but it also depends on the waves, kung saan siya. Like now, Zambales, wala. Okay. Mm-hmm. So people now are going siguro Baler. No, and then recently lang I saw people were surfing then in La Union.
Yeah.
And it's ngayon kasi like I've been seeing trends on Facebook na to go to a beach on a tight budget that's near Manila. Yeah. And it's actually the mga islands, the mga beaches in Zambales talaga. Mm-hmm. It's actually really within budget lang talaga. So it's not that hard. It's very accessible rin naman to go to.
And siguro also with the time, well, personally speaking, my father's family comes from Samar. So we visit Samar occasionally. Apa. Malalaki ang mga waves doon kasi Pacific side sila. Okay. And nagtataka ako, bakit wala pang nagsusurf dito? Siguro hindi lang nila nadidiskubre. But ano, my husband, when he went a few years ago, may surfing school na rin sa, ano, sa Samar. They call it Kalikuan. Mm-hmm. Kaya lang medyo nung nag-Yolanda na wipe out yata yung some of the resorts. But because of this, I mean, yung accessibility ng waves, I would think na babalik at babalik din yung mga surfing schools din doon. Yeah. And there are other places to discover.
Pa,
so, really, it just, you know, who knows, baka mga CHK, as I said ngayon, ibang mga graduate natin, yun ang mga nagiging mga careers nila. They work for mga resorts or mga hotels near the beach kasi you're able to combine your passion with a job, hindi ba? So, it's great to learn different types of water sports. And at this point, we would like to thank our guests for joining us this afternoon, Miel and Kara. Maraming salamat. Mm-hmm. And we hope maraming natutunan din yung ating mga tagapakinig. Ang susunod na programa po natin ay UP Naming Mahal, hatid ng UP Diliman at DCUP 1602. So, nagtatapos po yung ating programa. Ang oras ngayong gabi ay
55 minuto makalipas ang alas 5 ng hapon. Ang DCUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DCUP 1602, kasali ka!